eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own? Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, and evolving your passions. We push what technology can do so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at dell.com/welcometonow. Welcome to the Jill on Money Show. It's Sunday, January 2nd, and we are here answering your financial questions, and there are tons of them. Mark says the inbox bulging towards the end of the year and to start the new year. If you want to get the new year off on a fresh footing, maybe that means asking the question that you've been thinking about for a while. All you need to do is go to jillonmoney.com. That's our website, and click on the contact button. And even better, if you want to come on the air with us, just say, I want to come on the air, and Mark will do all the rest. It's very easy to do. Today, we are talking to Ryan in Philadelphia. Hi, Ryan. How can we help you out?
So basically, my wife and I just kind of started on our journey to financial independence, and we're just kind of wondering like what our priorities should be in kind of the order of operation of things as we're kind of contributing to retirement, building our emergency fund, paying off student loans. And I'm wondering if we should focus a little on all those things or just focus on one of those things and kind of put all our effort into one.
That is a great question. Let's talk a little bit about the student loans. How much do you have outstanding, and at what interest rate?
So I have $17,000 worth of student loans, and those are kind of split up into seven different loans. And two of those are at 6.8%, mm-hmm. about 2,000 of that 17,000, and the rest are around a 3.5%.
And how much have you saved already towards your emergency reserve?
A little under 7,000 right now.
That's great. What's your target for your emergency reserve fund?
So I'm thinking just for now, a 3-month reserve. So my goal is to be about at $12,000.
Mm-hmm. How much are you putting into your retirement accounts?
So my wife is contributing 7% of her income, and I'm contributing about 3.5% of my income right now, mm-hmm. which is we're both contributing a little bit over what our employer matches.
So is your employer match 6 and hers at 3?
Hers is 6 and mine is 3.
Okay, got it. Here's what I would do. Just for the time being, I would go just put the money into the match level. So do 3 and 6. With the extra money, try to pay down that student loan, the 6.8% student loan. Just get rid of that $2,000.
Okay.
When that's done, then push the extra money towards the emergency reserve so you get to your $12,000 goal.
Okay, so hold off on contributing anything towards the emergency reserves until that $2,000 is paid off.
Yep. Okay. Yep. So let's do that. I think that you will probably get there in about 3 months. I mean, what's your cash flow? Like, what do you have to put in there?
So we have a combined household income of $140,000. Mm-hmm. Right now, I'm contributing $150 every paycheck into the emergency reserves.
Yep.
And about the same into my student loan.
So you're making the minimum on the 3.5% loans, and then that $300 a month should go down the 6.8%. Get rid of that.
Okay. So
let's get rid of that.
Towards the 6.8.
Yep. That gets first. Then number two, then the 300 goes, and it'll be a little more, probably more like, I don't know, 400, because you're going to pull back on your retirement contribution a tiny bit.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Then whatever that is, put that in till you get your $12,000 goal. Okay?
Okay.
Once you get to that place, then what I would do is whatever your free cash flow is at the time, I would split it between the student loans and the emergency reserve. I really would like you to have 6 months for your emergency reserve rather than three.
Okay.
So then essentially you will be kind of keeping your retirement plan going up to the match. All your surplus will go towards paying down the student loans and maxing out the emergency reserve fund. When that happens, then you can take all the surplus and you don't even have, I'm more concerned with the emergency reserve fund than paying off the 3%, 3.5%.
Oh, okay.
Just so you know. And then when you have that $12,000 goal, then I think that it is fine if, you know, you got to see if you got some raises, if you got a bonus, you would kind mm-hmm. of turbocharge this. Are you either of you able to get any bonus money?
She has quarterly bonuses. So that is definitely a lump sum. And then I'm due for a little bonus in September.
So that may be the time where, like, let's look at this in September. If you get the bonuses, if you've gotten the money and you can basically eradicate a big chunk of the student loan, fund the emergency reserve, then you can start cranking up on your retirement. How old are you guys?
We're 27.
Yeah, I think this will be great. Honestly, in a year, you'd probably be putting like 10% and 10% into your retirement accounts and everything else is going to be really buttoned down. I think this is a great game plan. Are you seeking financial independence like Ryan? I feel like everyone is. If you want to figure out the key to your financial independence, we may be able to help you along. We may be able to coach you. Just go to the website, jillonmoney.com, and click the contact button. Now, I know for a lot of you, you're heading back into the office or heading back to work, even if you're working from home tomorrow. Have a easy time readjusting. That's what I hope for you, especially if you've taken some time off. It's very tough to just bound right back into your work life. Lift someone up. It'll make that person feel better. It'll make you feel better. Grit, growth, grace. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Thanks for listening.